USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Johnson & Johnson said Thursday that it had filed an application for emergency authorization of its coronavirus vaccine by the Food and Drug Administration. Johnson & Johnson said in late January that the vaccine was 66% effective in a global study with an efficacy ranging as high as 72% in the United States and as low as 57% in South Africa. Nearly a dozen Iranians are in custody after crossing the southern border illegally. Border Patrol agents arresting the group of 11 after they went over the border near San Luis, Arizona. Customs and Border Protection noting Iran is a special interest country, meaning it is known to harbor terrorist or terrorist organizations. The agency says it isn't out of the ordinary to run into people from those countries. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change, not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I had started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50, and, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
As Democrats continue to push for a $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package, Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell argues that Congress already has put forth a historic response to the ongoing pandemic.
This crisis has been historic. So has the federal response.
Democrats planning to pass a bill with no support from Republicans. Boston Mayor Marty Walsh is being questioned by a Senate committee as he has been nominated as U.S. Labor Secretary.
I want to thank President Biden and Vice President Harris for the honor of this nomination. I share their commitment to the health and safety of the working people carrying our country through this pandemic, this very difficult time. I share their commitment to building back better with an economy that works for every single American worker.
Walsh was quizzed by members of the Senate Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Biden is laying out his vision for America's foreign policy. Speaking at the State Department, the president says diplomacy is back and will be at the heart of U.S. foreign policy. Biden also stressing the global climate crisis will be a top priority of his administration.
We're taking steps led by the example of integrating climate objectives across all of our diplomacy and raising the ambition of our climate targets.
As far as what she heard in Biden's speech, former Deputy National Security Advisor K.T. McFarland says,
back to the future, I guess. The Biden administration is going to be just like the Obama administration, just like the Bush administration. They're going to go back to relying on international organizations. They're going to go back to underwriting the security commitments of our allies, to underwriting the economies of our competitors when we can no longer afford it and they no longer need it. What I heard, my takeaway from this is, America, you're getting out the checkbook one more time. You're going to pay for everybody.
McFarland speaking there on Fox News. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said schools can reopen safely even if teachers are not vaccinated. The CDC said that schools currently offering in-person instruction have had only scant transmission of COVID-19 if they follow health and safety guidelines. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.